Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Tathahi Brahmano Yajeta, welcome to this Tathahi. यद्यपि विरोध अनुपयोग अभ्यरोध अनुपयोगाभ्याम औपनिषद पुरुषो अधिकारे नापेक्षते तथापि उपनिषद्भ्यो अवगम्यमानः शक्नोति अधिकारं निरोद्धुम् यद्यपि विरोध अनुपयोगाभ्याम दो दि विरोध एंड अनुपयोग दि यूसलेसनेस एंड दि कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन Upanishad Purusha Adhikari Napakshate. This of this Upanishad Purusha, this Purushina Purusha who is known to the Upanishad, that asamsari, that who is not associated with samsara, etc., that kind of knowledge is not necessary in the karmas, though tatapi Upanishad Bhyo Avagamyamanaha Shaknoti Adhikara Nirodham. That which is known through the Upanishad, Shaknodi Adhikaram Nirutam. So, that Purusha, that knowledge can become the obstacle to the karmas, etc. So, that it can perform, it can do something else. Okay. Tathacha Paraspara Apahatarthatvena Krishnaya Vedaha Pramanyam Apajakshyadityataha. Then, if it does not help me in gaining the usefulness in the karma, if I don't accept that, then it will become an obstacle in performance of the karmas. So what? Then the whole of karma, kanda, the whole of Vedas, even your Upanishad will become useless. So for that he says, Prakcha Tathatma Bhutah Iti Satyam. What you said is right. The Shastra, whole of Shastra will become useless. Because that is what his basic standpoint is. Purvimimamsakara, this Karmakandi, he does not want any word, any character in the Shastra to be useless. Anarthakyam atatathanam, he says. Amnayasya kriyartartva, kriyartatvat, amnaya, the Veda is based on kriya. It is only for kriya, for some karma, some function. Anarthakyam atatarthanam, the other, that which does not mean the karmas, they are anarthakya. They belong to some other class. They are extolling, praising, etc. Only that meaning we have to take. Shastra, any word, any character of the Shastra cannot be accepted as useless. Therefore, he is afraid of that state. So we say, what you said is true. Upanishad purusha, adhigamo adhikara virodhi tasmat upastat karmashiya svochitam vyavaharam nirvartayantah na anupajayante na anupajatena brahmajnani hakya nirodham satyam upanishad purusha adhigamo adhikara virodhi. Knowing the knowledge is gaining the knowledge of the self destroys the adhikaritva itself, destroys the eligibility-ness itself. He cannot be eligible to anything. So that destroys the eligibility-ness itself. Tasmat, therefore, to purastat, but before that, karma vishaya svochitam vyavaharam nirvartyantah. Through the karmas, whatever desired karmas he wants to do, that he does. Na anupajatena brahmajnanena shakya nirodham. That cannot be prevented. See, whatever karmas he is involved in, that cannot be prevented, that cannot be stopped by this knowledge, which is brahmajnana. Without gaining the brahmajnana, that cannot be totally condemned. Before the brahmajnana, they all have an existence. Atma sakshatkara paryantam. So, till the knowledge is gained, the whole pramana prameya vivahara exists as it is. There is no change in it. So, nacha paraspara abahati vidya vidyavat purusha bhedena yasthavavattehe. Then, you cannot say, this is contradictory to each other. No. One, is knowledgeable, the other is ignorant. So this way you can classify people. Yatha nahim syat sarva bhutaniti sadhyamsha nishodhe api. See, totally it is useless, you cannot say. The Vedas are totally useless, you cannot say. They are useless to the knowledgeable. They are useful to the ignorant. So in this way the Vedas gain the existence, gain the pramanatva, the means of right knowledge, the status of means of right knowledge. So you cannot negate it totally. Like it is all in parts. Like this Vedic statement which says na himsya sarva bhutani, that which says don't hurt any being. Na himsya sarva bhutani, any being don't hurt it. So sadhya amsha nishedhopi. So there amsha nishedhopi, there this sadhya amsha is this being, whatever living being, you should not hurt it. So there it is condemned. This hurting is condemned. Though shenena abhicharanya jeta iti shastram pravartamanam nahimsyaditi anena nanirudhyate. Shenena abhicharanya jeta, through this shena yaga, do this performance called abhichara. This abhichara prayoga. Abhichara prayoga is to kill somebody. This shena yaga is performed to destroy someone. No, the Shastra itself prescribes a means to destroy someone. Whereas the Shastra itself says, don't hurt anyone. So, there, that statement, the Shastram Pravartamanam, that statement which helps you to destroy someone, Nahimsya Dityanena Nenirjate, cannot be prevented by the general statement. So, for any general statement, there is an exception. For any rule there is an exception. So in the same way, this is a general rule. For that general rule, this is an exception. Tat kasya heto, what is that reason? What is the reason for that? That he says, purusha bhedaditi. Why then Shastra is involved in two kinds of double talk? Don't destroy, don't destroy. Kill, 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 don't worry. Why is it you? It's all double talk. So why is it? It is not double talk. People, they differ. According to their mind state, aturasya nemo nasti, the statement says, there is no rule for this person who has no thinking. So for that kind of person, who wants to do something, to destroy, he can give up his life also to destroy another person. So for that kind of person, it gives him this knowledge. Though it gives the prior knowledge that these shena yaga etc., performance of these karmas etc., are not artha hetu, anartha hetu, it is cause for trouble only. It gives him the knowledge, it is cause for trouble, but still it provides him with the means, because for this person he needs a means to destroy someone. So it provides him with this means also. Avajita krodha aratayaha krodha purusha nishedhe adikriyante. Krodharati vashikritastu shenadi shastra iti. So avajita krodhar aratayaha purushaha. So avajita, jita, avajita, person who has not gone under the control of this krodha etc., these people, for them purushaha nishethe adikriyante, they are based on the nishetha. For them, don't do chase. But krodharadi vashikritastu, for people who are under the control of, not the people who have controlled the krodha etc., people who are under the control of, under the spell of this krodha, anger etc., for them shenadi shastra iti, for them shenadi shastra. See, you have to understand, krodha arati vashikritastu, for people who have been caught by this krodha etc., because if he has condemned, he has gained control over the krodha etc., why will he need this shena yaga itself? So avidyavat purusha vishayatvam nati vartate iti yaduktam yad tadeva sphorayati. So the avidyavat vishayatvam nati vartate, it doesn't cross the limit, it also is based on the ignorance only. That whatever was said is explained here. So तथा ही वर्ण वर्ण वर्णाध्यास तथा ही द सेम वे वर्णाध्यास. सो ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दी डिफरेंट स्टेजेस ऑफ अध्यास सुपर इम्पोशन. तथा ही ब्राह्मणो यजेत इत्यादीनि शास्त्राणि आत्मनि वर्णाश्रम वयो अवस्थादि विशेष अध्यासम आश्रित्य प्रवर्तन्ते. भाष्य विशेष अध्यासम आश्रित्य प्रवर्तन्ते तथा ही ब्राह्मणो यजेत इत्यादीनि. देयरफॉर ब्राह्मिन दिस पर्सन हु इज अ ब्राह्मिन शुड परफॉर्म दिस कर्म. इन दिस वे शास्त्राणि व्हाट एवर शास्त्रास एग्जिस्ट आत्मनि that shastra is based on this knowledge that in the self varna ashrama vayo avastha in the self belongs to this caste, this self belongs to this ashrama, this group of living brahmacharya, grastha, vanaprastha or sannyasa, and vayo avastha this self, this Atma is at this point of life, at this age. Iti sadi vishesha adhyasam ashriti parvartante. So, it is based on these kind of vishesha adhyasa, special adhyasa, not just the simple adhyasa. Simple adhyasa, I am body. Now, on that body, I am Brahmin. On that Brahmin, I am this grahastha. On that Brahmana Grastha Adhyasa, you say, I belong to this age, this kind of situation. Meaning, Jata Putra Krishna Keshi, I have a son and my hair is black. This kind of ideas. So, it is based on more superimpositions. That is what he says. Varnaha, Tika. Varna Adhyasa. Raja Raja Suyene Jeta Ityadi. So, Brahmano Ejeta, Raja Raja Soyene Ejeta, these are all Varna Adhyasa, superimposition of Varna. Ashrama Adhyasa, superimposition of Ashrama. Grahastaha Sadrushim Bharyam Vindet, ityadi. So, this person who is Grahastha, who has taken up the Samavartana Samskara, and then he has undergone this snana, avabhrita snana. After this avabhrita snana, he takes up samavartana samskara and takes the permission of the guru. Avabhrita snana is not a holy bath, it is a convocation. So, after taking the certificate and having the blessings of this guru, he undergoes this karma and then comes to his village, his family. And sadrishim bhavyam vindet, he should have to take up a wife, a consort, who belongs to the same class, sadrushim. So, who belongs to the same class. So, that kind of wife he should have to take too. That is said. And, vayo adhyasaha, the superimposition of age. Krishna Kesho, Agni Nadadita Ityadi, Jataputraha Krishna Keshi, Agni Nadadita, it is said. So, a person who has a son and who has black hairs, he should have to take up the fire, the basic fire for the fire oblation. Then he has to hold on to that fire for 1 year, etc. Then he can be eligible to perform the fire oblation. Avastha Dhyasaha, the different stages. What is that? Apratisamadheya Vyadhinam Jaladi Praveshena Pranatyaga Iti. Apratisamadheya Vyadhinam. When he is apratisamadheya vyadhina, means when he is troubled by disease which cannot be cured, or when he has done a very big papa, a very big sin, brahmahatya, etc., then for him jaladi praveshena pranatyaga, he should have to enter water and give up his life. So these kind of pariharas, some kind of prayaschita karmas are said. Some karmas which is negate the bad results of the bad karmas. So, those karmas are said. You have to give up your life like this, like that. You have to do this kind of prayaschita, etc. Now, these karmas, based on the avastha. I have done. I have to have this identification. I have done this sin. So only for a person who owns up to the sin, that result also, that process also is possible. Adigrahanam mahapataka upapataka sankari karana apatri karana malini karana mali karanadi adhyasa upasangrahartham. So adi etc. he said when he is afflicted with a disease which cannot be cured, etc. he said, what is this etc? etc is mahapataka, bigger sins. Mahapataka, then upapataka, lower sins. Sankarikarana, some conflict, some mixing up of things. Apatrikarana, you accept the non-patras. Non-patras means people who don't belong to that kind of, who don't have that eligibility, you use them in the karma, in another karma. So which requires a certain eligibility. Then malini karanadi, and destroying or impurifying things. In this way, whatever karmas are there, these adhyasa upasangrahartham. So these adhyasas, to bring them, the etc. is added. To also add them to this list, etc. is added. Tadevam atmanatmanoho parasparadhyasam ఆక్షేప సమాధానాభ్యాం ఉపపాద్య ప్రమాణ ప్రమేయ వ్యవహార ప్రవర్తనేన చ దృఢీకృత్య తస్య అనర్థహేతుతాం ఉదాహరణ ప్రపంచేన ప్రతిపాదయితుం తత్ స్వరూపం ఉక్తం స్మారయతి. సో నౌ వి హావ్ అండర్గాన్ త్రూ ది ప్రమాణ ఆల్సో, ది ప్రమాణ పరభాష్య ఆల్సో. What is that? Tadevam atmanatmanoho paraspara adhyasa akshepa samadhanabhyam upapadya. This adhyasa, this superimposition of self and non-self with examples and different stages we have explained that pramana prameya vyavahara pravartanina, and said only because of this adhyasa, because of this superimposition, this pramana prameya vyavahara, this knower, known, etc., this kind of transaction in the world is possible. So dridhikritya, so that is also proven very clearly. Tasya anarthayatutam ఉదాహరణ ప్రపంచనేన. సో దిస్ అధ్యాస ఇస్ ది రూట్ కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ట్రబుల్స్ దాట్ త్రూ ప్రపంచేన ప్రతిపాదయితం, టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇట్ విత్ డీటెయిల్ విత్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ తత్ స్వరూపం ఉక్తం స్మారయతి. వాట్ ఎవర్ వాస్ ది స్వరూప, వాస్ ది డెఫినేషన్, వాస్ ది ఫార్మ్ గివన్ ఫార్ దిస్ అధ్యాస, ది సూపర్ ఇంపోషన్, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వాస్ సెడ్ బిఫోర్, దట్ ఇస్ రిమైండర్. He is reminding that adhyaso nama, after going through all these lectures, now we might have forgotten what adhyasa is as though. So he says adhyaso nama, what is adhyasa? Atasmin tat buddhi iti avochama. Adhyasa means, we have already said, atasmin tat buddhi, that which is not that, in that you have the knowledge of that, that which is not that, in that you have the knowledge of that is adhyasa. Tadyatha, like putra bharyadishu vikleshu sakleshu va aham eva viklaha saklo veti bahya dharman atmani adhyasyati. So the external dharma's attributes he is superimposing on himself, like putra bharyadishu, putra bharya etc., son, wife etc., in them vikleshu sakleshu va, he has lost them or he has them. In them, ahamev vikalaha. When he lost them, he says, I am destroyed. When he has them, he says, I am endowed. So, iti bahya dharman atmani adhyasati. He like this. He superimposes the external objects in himself. And, tatha deha dharman. That is, superimposing external objects on himself. The body that he superimposes on the self, external objects on the self. Now the attributes of the body in the self: sthuloham, krushoham, gauroham, tishthami, gacchami, langhayami iti chaiti. Sthuloham, I am fat. Krushoham, I am lean. Gauroham, I am white. Tishtami, I am standing. Gacchami, I am moving. Langhayami, I am jumping. These are attributes of the body that he thinks he superimposes on the self. I jump, I am white, I am dark. These kind of attributes he superimposes on the I self. Then sa indriya dharman, then he superimposes the sense organs, the attributes of the sense organs on himself, like mukaha, kanaha, klibaha, badhiraha, andho, aham iti. I am dumb, I am deaf, I am yunak, badiraha, I cannot hear. So andho aham, I cannot see. These kind of attributes of all these karma sense organs, organs of action, he superimposes on himself. Tatha antakkarana dharman, in the same way the antakkarana dharma also, the sense organ mind also, the attributes of the mind also he superimposes on himself. Like kama sankalpa vichikitsa adhyasaya adhyasa adin, I am troubled with this kama, I am angry, I am sorrowful, I am happy. These kind of attributes of the mind he superimposes on himself. Evam aham pratyaya, we'll come to this. Evam aham pratyaya. So adhyaso nama tika, adhyaso nama tat swarupam uktam smarayati, adhyaso nama atasmin tad buddhi iti avochama. We already have said adhyaso means atasmin tad buddhi. Smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta avabhasaha, smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta avabhasaha. This is the ityasya sankshepa abhidhanam etat. This is the definition he gave previously. Now he says adhyasa means atasmin tad buddhi, having the idea that in not that. See, this is what he is giving. It's a new definition, it's not old definition. The old definition was smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta avabhasaha. That definition is simplified and given here. So he says tatra hamiti dharmita adatmya adhyasa matram mamiti anupadita dharma adhyasam na anartha heturiti dharma adhyasam eva mamakaram sakshad ashesha anartha samskarak samsara karanam udaharana pravanchena aha. So first you said, see tatra ahamiti dharmita adatmya adhyasa matram, this trouble, whole trouble is caused not because of anything else. It is because of identification of the dharmis, the body with the self. The identification of the body with the self and the self with the body is what is the cause for all the troubles, not the attributes thereof. If you have any idea like this, to negate that, to destroy those ideas, not just the dharmi tadatmya adhyasa, the identification with the dharmi, dharma tadatmya adhyasa, the identification with the dharma's attributes also is the cause for trouble. To prove that, he is explaining this. See, the attributes are also the cause for troubles, not just the identification with the attributed, the atman, the body, etc., the body. Let's be specific. The aham, the identification of aham, not just that, the identification with the mama is also belonging to mine. Not just the I, the problem is not just the identification of I in wrong places. The identification of mine in wrong places also is the cause for trouble. So he says, iti nanartha hetur iti dharmadhyasam eva avamakaram sakshat ashesha anartha samsaram udaharana prapanchanena. So samsara karanam, see, the dharmadhyasa is what is the cause for the whole of the samsara. To explain that, he says tadyatha, like putra bharyadishu iti, దేహ తాదాత్మ్యం ఆత్మని అధ్యస్య దేహధర్మ పుత్ర కలత్రాది స్వామ్యం చ కృషత్వాది వద్ ఆరోప్య ఆరోప్య ఆహ అహం ఏవ విగ్రహ సకల ఇతి. సో ది బాడీ, ది ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ ఎక్సెట్రా హీ సూపర్ ఇంపోజెస్ ఆన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. బాడీ మీన్స్ అదర్ బాడీ, అదర్ పర్సన్. The attributes of sun, etc., he superimposes on himself. Then he thinks, I am this, I am that. So, that kind of adhyasa. Swasya khalu sakalyena swami asakalyad swami ishvara sakalaha sampurno bhavati. Swasya khalu sakalyena. If they have gained something, if they win something, if they lose something, this fellow thinks as though he becomes happy, as though he has won something. If they lose, he thinks he saw in deep sorrow, as though he has lost something. In the same way, tatha swasya vaikalyena swami avaikalya ada swami ishvaro vikalo asampurna bhavati iti. So though he does not have any change, though he is not disturbed because of the others state, but still the attachment, the identification with them, that makes him feel that he has lost or he has won. Bahya dharmaha vaikalyadaya swami apranalikaya samsaritaha sharire tan atmani adhyasati ityartha. Bahya dharmaha ye vaikalyadaya, these attributes which are external, స్వామి అప్రణాళికయ సంచారితాః శరీరే. త్రూ దిస్ అటాచ్మెంట్, దిస్ ప్రణాళిక, దిస్ మీన్స్ దిస్ మోడ్, దిస్ పాత్ కాల్ అటాచ్మెంట్, హీ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్ అండ్ హీ ఫీల్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు బి సారఫుల్ ఆర్ హేట్ ఆర్ ఇన్ హ్యాపీనెస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్. యదాచ పర ఉపాధి అపేక్షే దేహధర్మే స్వామ్యే ఇయం గతిః తదా అనౌపాధికేషు దేహధర్మేషు కృషత్వాదిషు ఇతి ఆశేవానః. సీ, ఇఫ్ పర ఔపాధికేషు, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇఫ్ ది ట్రబుల్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ బాడీ, అదర్ బాడీస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ట్రబుల్స్ దిస్ ఫెలో, దెన్ వాట్ షుడ్ బి టోల్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ హిస్ ఓన్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్? ఇఫ్ ది అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ పర్సన్ itself troubles him, then what should be the case of his own attributes? That is what he says. Tatha deha dharmaniti, in the same way the body, attributes of the body also. Deha dehe api antaranganam indriyanam adhyasyata atmabhavanam dharman mukatvadin stato api antarangasya antakarnasya adhyasyata atmabhavasya ధర్మాన్ కామ సంకల్పాదీన్ ఆత్మని అధ్యసతి ఇతి యోజన. సో ఫస్ట్ హీ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ హీ సూపర్ ఇంపోజెస్ ది అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ, దెన్ హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దిస్ బాడీ ఇస్ నాట్ మీ. అగైన్ హీ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, సూపర్ ఇంపోజెస్ ది ఐడియాస్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్, ది అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. దెన్ త్రూ నాలెడ్జ్ డిస్క్రిమినేట్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హిమ్. దెన్ హీ ఐడెంటిఫికేస్ విత్ ది mind, attributes of the mind, identifies with it and involves in as though he thinks his atma is in trouble, deep trouble, etc. tadaneena parmanchaneena. So in the same way we'll see. Om purnamada purnamidam purna purnamadachate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi.